Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
In the studio with me this morning, I've got Neil McAllister from Kinetic Podiatry. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
All the better for seeing you, my friend. We had a fantastic conversation when you came in last time, didn't we? We found out
indeed.
My shoulders were odd and you knew it. And it's great. You know your beans, don't you?
I know a lot, yeah, about feet and legs.
How long have you been working out with this?
So with podiatry, I've been a podiatrist for about 23, 24 years.
That's a long while.
It is a long time.
You would know your beans.
I know, definitely. In the last 7, 8 years, I've amassed over 2,500 patients.
Oh, wow.
In that time. And it's continually to grow from strength to strength, which is good. So helping the community, it's all good.
Right. Okay. So let's start at the grassroots level. What is a podiatrist?
So a podiatrist specializes in feet and legs. The original name was chiropodist, so right. Cutting toenails, hard skin.
Okay.
Now podiatrist, it then became a degree many years ago. So you still do the same things, cutting toenails, corns, hard skin,
yeah.
Verrucas as well, treating diabetic patients, assessing their feet, because not all diabetics, but some diabetics can end up with, you know, pins and needles and numbness, and it can impact their circulation as well,
right?
As well as various other things with the eyes and kidneys. So I can assess your feet, and if there's any issues or anything untoward, I can then refer you on to an appropriate specialist quickly so we can deal with these things more efficiently. That's the thing. No doubt people who are diabetic have heard the worst case scenario of having limbs amputated and stuff like that. That is one far end of the spectrum. That doesn't happen to a lot of the diabetics. That's the thing.
I
believe a lot of diabetics are scared.
Yeah.
They're sort of terrified into, you know, not looking after themselves.
Yeah.
So again, that's a far end scenario. But again, as long as they monitor your blood sugars, see the appropriate specialist, see a podiatrist, and then these things be monitored and detailed for the future.
Now, you touched on verrucas there. Mm-hmm. Verrucas are a nightmare to get rid of, aren't they?
They are indeed, yes. So basically, the verruca is a virus, similar to the wart virus on the hand.
Right.
It literally penetrates the skin layers. So a lot of patients are under the impression you can cut it out. You can't do that. Well, you can do, but it will end up scarring the skin, which is not good.
Yeah.
Especially if it's on the bottom of the foot, that'll just result in more hard skin and more pain and problems for the patient. So there are numerous treatments for the verruca. There are acids and paste you can buy over the counter, but they're not very strong and they're a bit of a waste of time, really.
Yeah.
I've just started using a medical laser, called K-Laser. It is awesome. It's absolutely fantastic. Sometimes treating the verrucas in the past, it would take maybe a couple of months, 6 months, over a year, many years, just to get rid of a verruca because it's a virus. With a laser, the medical laser, the K-Laser, it literally burns the top layers. Now, when I say burn, it's like burn, but it destroys the top layers of skin, literally a millimeter to 2 millimeters.
All right.
So it literally destroys the top layers of skin, the epidermis. Give it 2 to 3 weeks, and then new skin will start to grow over.
Yeah.
And most of the patients I've treated so far, the verruca's gone within one treatment.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome.
Fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Now, are there male and female verrucas? I've heard that before.
No, it's the verruca's a verruca.
A verruca is just, it just grows into the skin. Because you can see the roots, can't you? Little black dots.
So those are little capillaries normally. So normally what you can do is sharp debridements. You'd have a scalpel and you just shave the overlying skin off.
Right.
What will then happen is it will cause a bleed, a little tiny capillary bleed within the area.
Yeah.
Now, that can be effective as well. Sometimes some patients are quite lucky because it creates a little bleed. It stimulates the immune process, and that then can help heal up and get rid of it.
Gotcha.
But the laser is just much more effective. It's just, it's been brilliant.
Okay. So whereabouts do you podiatre?
So I'm based at the Brentwood Centre. I have my...
there is no such word, I know.
I like it. I like it. Anyway, really, I do home visits as well. So I cover...
Oh, really?
Parts of Essex as well. So I've gone out top to Stansted for patients near Mount Fitchett. And the patients have come from quite a long way to come and see me as well, which I'm very grateful for. But I'm based at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
So I've been here for about 7 to 8 years now. And again, I'm sort of going from strength to strength, which is really good.
So what exams and everything did you have to have to start doing this? Because it's your own practice, isn't
it? That's it, yeah. So you start off as a young, inspiring student at university. So it's a 3-year honours degree.
Right.
So you basically go through all the stuff. Basically like a medical degree, but I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. But you have to learn about all the internal organs, how they function, how they impact the body.
Yeah.
Go through various medications as well. So again, you can help patients there's certain medicines we can prescribe, but other times you have to obviously refer to the GP for them to do that, or recommend, you know, send a referral letter to the GP to request a certain medication if you feel it's required.
Right.
Learn all about anatomy of the human body. So once a clinician knows their anatomy, they're much more effective in actually treating the patient. That's the thing. So that's really essential. And that's it. It's 3 years. We do a lot of clinical rotations as well, because as a podiatrist, you can actually go on to specialize as a foot surgeon. So you can help straighten toes, bunions, remove neuromas. It's a really cool career.
Well, last time we met, I told you that I was having, back problems or something like that. And you told me which ankle I had hurt years previously, because my shoulders were out of alignment.
Yep.
Honestly, that's phenomenal.
It's basically mechanics of the human body. Yeah. That's all it is. So imagine the bony structure.
Yeah.
And the muscles around it are like a pulley system. If there's any wonkiness in that bony structure, those muscles start working harder than others, which then starts putting pressure on the joints.
Yeah.
And again, if one foot's flatter than the other foot, that will mean that leg will internally rotate more, which then can put pressure on that knee, the hip, the lower back, and then right up to the sort of into the sacrum. It will then cause a hip torsion as well. So one part of the hip will moderately rotate forward and one slightly back, which then can cause a scoliosis. And this is the curvature of the spine upwards. And this can cause muscle imbalances right up to your back, up into your neck and shoulders as well.
See, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's all from the feet as well.
It's all from the feet.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. We all understand how important feet were, but I don't think we understand exactly what's going on there and how much it can affect even your posture of your shoulders. That's absolutely phenomenal. Now, you brought a box in with you with a spine in it.
Yes.
Anyone we know?
Well, the person didn't pay me, so I'm very visual. I like to sort of show patients what's going on and just to educate them as well, to show them an understanding of why they're suffering the way they are. So I could easily just give you an insult and say, take that, go away. But I'd like you to have a basic understanding of why you're suffering the way you are. So like last time we discussed about your posture and everything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you see that, you'll never look at anyone in the same way ever again. After that. You'll start seeing arms swinging, one arm swinging more than the other, people bouncing up and down when they walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even walking, people's legs are flapping all over the place, feet are rotating out. Even when they're running as well, they're like slapping down really hard when they run on a treadmill. And again, that's all due to their foot type causing that to happen. And the other thing as well, patients will go out and they'll spend so much money buying shoes, which will allegedly, you know, have insoles in which will help them, and they're a con. They'll absolutely, all they are is just a thickened insole in the inside.
Yeah.
And the thing as well is there's two different foot types. There's an excessively pronated foot, which has got a low arch.
Yeah.
And actually a patient can have a moderate arch, but still be excessively pronated, but also right up to the high arch foot type as well. So each foot can vary for each patient. So the shoe companies can't specifically make a certain shoe.
That's right.
That's the thing. It's very generic.
That's right. You can't be that widespread, can you?
Exactly. So when patients buy all these different shoes, nothing changes. Their foot is still doing the exact same thing inside the shoe, which is then impacting their ankles, their shins, their knees,
back.
It might make it cushioned. That's another misconception as well. A lot of people will go out and they'll buy gel insoles, which, you know, theoretically makes sense. You stand on it, it's cushioned, it's really nice. But what patients don't understand is actually as you impact the insole, it's actually slowing the rate down. So your foot's in contact with the ground for longer. So initially, the insole might feel nice and comfortable, but long term, it's actually increasing the force going into the foot.
Right.
So it's not working.
Yeah.
So there's a combination. This is why it's really important to find the right specialist. And, you know, you should search around. You should look around, you know, for whoever, you know, it's physio, chiropractic, podiatrist, whoever you want to see. Always look around. Do some research.
Years and years ago, I had a pair of shoes quarter-tipped, you know, where they put the quarter of the heel on. The back problems I had out of that was unbelievable because of the jarring every time it was hitting the floor.
Yeah.
So I took them off, put a different pair of shoes on, all went, all cleared up.
So that's the thing. It just depends on the firmness of the sole itself.
Mm.
Again, there's lots of nice shoes out there. You don't have to buy. Some patients feel they have to spend hundreds and hundreds of pounds on shoes. You don't need to. If you have money to burn, by all means, crack on.
Yeah.
But you don't need to. You know, Sports Direct.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they've got, you know, some decent makes in there. So, but again, it's all about the foot type. As long as you have an insole in place, and again, if you buy one off the shelf, the problem is it's not fitted to your foot properly.
Right.
So when I do my assessments for patients, I don't just offer customized insoles.
Yeah.
I offer a range of different types of insoles because I want to be fair to people. All right. Obviously, the customs last a lot longer. They last at least four to five years, if not longer. The prefab mid-range insole is an off-the-shelf insole, but I then customize that to the patient's foot.
Oh,
so
right.
It's not a matter of just giving it to you and saying, there you go. You know, I'll actually take some measurements and I'll customize it to the foot so the patient actually gets the maximum benefit from it.
Oh, right.
Because otherwise, it's just going to hurt your foot. And
yeah,
make
that's
it worse.
Right. It's just going to move it into a different
exactly.
area.
And it's not
yeah.
it's not going to work. So, yeah. again, I've got a selection of insoles I can give out to patients and it would change their life. It's
right.
cool.
If anybody's listening right now and they go, I want my feet looked at, how can we get hold of you?
So, my website is kineticpodiatry.co.uk. Again, I'm based at the Brentwood Centre. My other number is 01277 514 739. Or my mobile phone number is 07857 736 020. That's 07857 736 020. I do offer a free advisory consult. So if you're not sure if I can help you or not, feel free to give me a ring or contact me through email.
Oh, fantastic.
And then so I can have a quick 5 to 10 minute chat. I'll have a look at your feet. I'll then show you what I can do for you. And if you wish to go ahead with the appointment, great. If not, go away, have a think about it.
Fantastic. Okay. Neil, thank you so much for coming in today.
Mikey, thank you for having me.